I greet you from Santa Fe, New Mexico, where we are getting a chance to spend some time with some wonderful, wonderful friends, you know, family in Christ. It's an amazing thing when you have people that are eternal beings walking around on the earth, and you walk with Christ, and you've been made alive in the Spirit, and you know each other in the realm of the Spirit. And it's just always a blessing to spend time, you know, with those that have been called by God and that we know in the realm of spirit. As a result of the resurrection life that we all have in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, resurrection is creation. You know, we serve a creative God. All you got to do is get out and about a little bit and look at the sky and look at the clouds and the mountains and the seas and the oceans and just nature, the plants, everything. And you get a chance to see, you know, God's hand and God's handiwork. And we serve a creative God, and God, He continues to create to this very day, and He creates in us and through us. The resurrection life that we have in Christ is part of our reality while we're here. And, you know, the other day I was in a place that belongs to my friends here called the Tabernacle. And it's, you know, up on a hill, and it's just a beautiful spot to pray. And while I was up there, and God was just speaking to me, and one thing that you know, He said was, He just said, you know, resurrection is creation. You know, I've been thinking about that for a while. I've been thinking about, you know, what God has done in us. And when we cross over from darkness to light, and when we cross from the power of Satan unto God, because, you know, when you don't have that revelation of who Christ Jesus is, when you don't have that light, when you are not under the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, you're under the power of Satan. It's plain and simple. There's only two kingdoms. We've talked about this before. And, you know, whichever side you're on is the side that you will serve, and it is the side that you will walk with, and it is the side that will affect your reality, your paradigm. But when we've moved from darkness to light, when you've moved from the power of Satan unto God, when you have allowed the Spirit of God to work in you and to liberate you from the bondage of the world and the world system, when that's taking place inside of you, the result is now you've moved from a place of death and destruction to a place of life and creation. And it's an incredible thing. The beginning point is the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Because, you know, with us, in the cross, the old man was put to death, and the sinful nature, sin, all of those things, they died at the cross. But in Christ Jesus, as we remain in Him, you go through that entire process, including going not just through the death and the dying process at the cross, but you go into the resurrection life as you remain in Him. And through the grave, through all of that, and you're made alive in Him. And it's a new reality. It's a new life. It's a new everything. And when you've moved and you've shifted into that new reality now is incredible. You know, nothing has to be what it ever was before. You don't have to be what you were once before. You know, on a very simple level, we were all slaves at one point. And when you've been made free in Christ, now you live in that freedom. Now you live in a different reality. Now you live in a different paradigm. Now you relate to your time here in the earth in as a creative and a created being, not as somebody slated for death, but as somebody that's been made alive and lives life. You know, I was talking with my buddy Zeph, you know, even earlier today, and we were just talking about the things that are important. you know, for us to keep in mind while we're here as created beings now, and as, you know, from those that have gone from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And, you know, a few things that he was saying was, you know, one is we need to enjoy life. You know, God wants us to enjoy the life that we have here. You know, God wants us to just enjoy the experience of knowing him and give him glory and awe. And I agree 100% with that. You know, I think one thing that happens is so often, because of the religious indoctrination that so many of us go through in the process of getting free, maybe you guys can hear the rain that's going on outside. It's beautiful. But yeah, because of the religious indoctrination that so many of us go through, and most people that are bound in religion are not free. You know, well, actually, all people that are bound in religion are not free. And they want to get you to go with them into that bondage, into those systems of do's and don'ts, rules and regulations. Listen, if you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, if you do what God quickens you to do by His Spirit, what's going to happen is He will let you know, okay? If you're going the wrong way, God will quicken you, let you know, and show you what you need to do for course correction. And it's as simple as that. It is a one-stop shop. You don't have to have a list of 12 principles. You only need one. Listen to the sound of His voice and obey Him. Trust Him. You know, God's given me some very clear instruction for this next thing of what it is that I'm supposed to do and be about. So in that, I do that. As I do that, everything will continue to unfold, because that's the way it is for somebody that's alive. For somebody that's living, life continues to unfold. Life continues to blossom. Life is a continual feast for the happy heart. And how do you have a happy heart? Well, you have a happy heart because your heart has been made one with the Creator, and you know Him, and He knows you, and you walk in that. You can have a happy heart that way. You can have a joyful heart. You can be what God intended you to be. You don't have to be a slave. But I don't know why people choose their bondage. I don't know why people choose to be miserable. I don't know why people, if there are people that I know, that even if everything is going well in their life and around them, they will create drama, they will create sorrow, they will create misery, just so that they have something to talk about, just so that they have a complex that they can now live in and drag other people in. Listen, if you want to be free, you can be free. If you want to walk free, you can walk free. If you want to live in the abundance of what life was intended to be in Christ Jesus for you, you can live in that. You can know that. You can walk in that. You can move in that. That can be your reality every day of your life while you're here, if you want that. And if you don't want that, you don't have to have that. But you know, the irony is, most people would like to be free, you know, in essence. But then, when they begin to start walking in that freedom, they something else clicks over. And I think because it's familiar, because bondage is familiar. You got to keep in mind, all of us were slaves at one point. You know, you are a slave to whatever masters you, and whatever it is that you serve. All of us were slaves at one point. So because of the fact that we were, it was familiar to us. And because it's familiar to us, people so often want to go back to that which is familiar. For example, I know a number of women that have had abusive relationships in their life. And because those relationships are familiar, they choose to continue to go forward in abusive relationships. Even though that's not what they want. Because, you know, in their right mind, they would never want that. And yet, they choose that. And yet, they pick that over and over again. Because people go back to that which is familiar. Because they know those cycles. Even if they're miserable in those cycles, they still continue to go forward in that. And they go through that same circle, that same pain, over and over and over again. And some of them, they take it from dating into marriages, plural. Because, you know, they go back through that same cycle. And it's, you know what? Listen, if you don't deal with the truth of the reality of the situation that you're in, what you're actually facing, what you actually know, what's really going on, you won't ever see a change. Things won't ever be any different for you. You've got to actually bring things into the light, call them for what they are, and then approach them from a solutions mindset and say, you want something different. And if you don't want something different, you won't have anything different. You will continue to do the same things over and over again. You will continue to experience the same result over and over again. You will continue to know the same experience over and over again until the point comes that you, in yourself, inside of you, something says, you know what? Enough. I refuse to live in anything less than the abundant life that Christ Jesus set me free so that I might have. The resurrection life that God intended for me, the creative life, the new creation that God made me to be, unless I have that, I refuse I don't want anything else than that. And something inside of you has got to say, that's what I want. Something inside of you has got to say, that is what God intended for me to be. That is what God intended for my life experience to be. And without that, I refuse to go forward in anything less than what is true, what is real, what God intended. I've got to have that. See, you've got to want truth. If you're hungry for truth, you know, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. You got to want truth. You got to want righteousness. You've got to want that inside the core of who you are. And you cannot settle with something less. You know how many people choose to settle? They settle in life. They settle in relationships. They settle in work. They settle in experience. They settle in, they allow everything about who they are to settle at a level less than what God intended for them. And God wanted you to know something different. See, Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, John 10:10. So He came that we might have life. The thief comes, but for it to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's also in John 10:10. So you know the two kingdoms and you know the two sides and you know the two things that are available in this life. And that's why it is also in the Word to choose. Choose. See, when you make a choice, you choose the direction that you will go. You will have the will that you choose for your own life. If you choose life, you will receive life. If you choose death, you will find death. You will harvest death. If you choose sin, you will harvest sin. You will find sin. And you will find everything that comes with sin. But if you choose Jesus, if you choose the real Jesus now, mind you, there's a fake Jesus out there. And He is nothing like the real one. You know, that fake Jesus is a plasticky, you know, kumbaya, just, no, doesn't stand for anything, doesn't have a principle, it's just, there's nothing there with that. You know, it's like a, oh gosh, when I look at that fake thing that's out there, you know, and a lot of people, they fall for it, and there's no substance. Look, listen, the real Christ, the real Jesus, I mean, the reality of the experience of what it is to walk with Him and know Him is, first of all, is real, you know, and is personal, and He is a person. And the relationship that He wants to have with you is oneness with you, is where there's zero separation between you and the Spirit of God, that you are literally consummated with His Spirit. And that Spirit, that when you walk, when you live, when you speak, your experience, life in the earth, is Him flowing through you. Jesus said, if anybody is thirsty, you know, let him drink, you know, come to Him. And anybody that will drink of Him, that it will become a river of living water that flows through you. So, speaking of drinking, good time for that. So, when you experience the life, the new life that's in Christ, that new life that's there, it flows through you. It goes in and it flows out. Just like air, just like when you breathe in and you breathe out. You breathe in and you breathe out. That is, I mean, every aspect of your being was intended to be saturated with the presence of the living God. And when you choose to walk in that oneness, you will have that. You will know that reality. When you choose not to, what you're going to end up experiencing is a separation from that. Now, what happens is people either change what they do or they change what they believe. You can change what you believe, but it doesn't change what truth is. So a lot of people that have gone the way of dead religion, what they've done is they've changed what they believe. They've changed the truth, or they tried to change at least what they claim the reality of the truth is, and they tried to make God be something else, and the result of that is they're not happy, they're living in an illusion, it's a plastic system, it's probably the best way to put it, it's a plastic system, it's fake, and they're all just patting each other on the back, telling each other they're okay, when they know they're not. Look, if they were okay, if they were satisfied, if they were fulfilled, you wouldn't see all this garbage manifesting in there too. When somebody is fulfilled, they're at peace. When they're at peace, they don't go and do the things that they do. You know, all the trouble in the world that you see is you see that as a result, as an external manifestation of the lack of peace that people have. And they don't have peace because they don't have God. They don't have God because they've rejected truth. They've rejected Him. They want something else. What is the verdict? All right, here. John chapter 3. I'm gonna go to verse 16 because I love that verse. I'll go down from there. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation." This is why. Right, and this is the condemnation, verse 19. "That light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." So, the condemnation is that here's light, it's come into the world, but people, when they go into the light, it exposes the reality of their heart, where they are, the reality of truth, the reality of the evil deeds that they've done. And rather than repent and change and get right with God and follow Him and trust Him and be a new creation, instead they say no. They want to hold on to their sin. They want to hold on to the world. They want to be friends with the world. They want all of that. They want that. And so what they end up doing is they end up choosing that and changing what they believe. And in order to do that, because Jesus Christ is light and they can't have that, so they create another Jesus that keeps them all in darkness. So they can have a form of godliness that denies the power thereof, of which Paul, writing to Timothy, told him and warned him about and said that in the days and in the last days, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see a lot of people with a form of godliness that deny the power thereof. And that is the reality of what you see. Now, you, my friends, my brothers and my sisters in Christ that listen, you have the choice to know and live an abundant life. Because regardless of what's going on in the external, wider world system, you, as an individual, can walk out an abundant life, can know truth, can walk with God. And in that process, Even if no one else chooses it, you can choose it. Even if no one else knows it, you can know it. Even if no one else respects it or honors it, it does not have to affect the reality of what you know and experience in your time here in the earth as an eternal being living and moving in a temporal space. You can know that. And here's the thing. You got to understand this up front before you go into it. You got to understand that there are going to be a minority of people in the world that will support you in that or want to see you move in that. So knowing that up front, just know that there will be more people that will not understand and would not choose that path. So you can't go with the opinion of the majority. That's all I'm saying with that. You got to be willing to go with the reality and the truth of essentially the minority in the earth, which is the children of light. Because in the earth, in the natural realm, there are more people that are stuck in bondage than there are those that walk free. Now, you may meet some good people along the way that are in bondage, and they may love God, but they still have chosen bondage. Abundant life. We're talking about abundant life here. We're talking about resurrection life. We're talking about creative life. That is different than, you know, just that coming to the cross. Because you can come to the cross and you can experience life in Christ. But if you're going to have the fullness of life, you're going to have to walk with Him. And that's a walking through all those stages. That's a walking through all those steps. Don't get stuck at the cross. Okay? Jesus didn't get stuck at the cross. All right? Jesus did not get stuck at the cross. The cross was an incredible, powerful epitome and apex of so much that was happening in God's plan and purpose. But Jesus didn't stay on the cross. Jesus didn't stay in the grave. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is risen. He is risen. He is alive. Jesus rose and moved forward in resurrection life. You know, even during those 40 days that He was walking around on the earth as a resurrected being and meeting people and going places and eating with them and meeting them at their fishing boat and appearing before groups of even 500 at a time. In all of those experiences and timing and everything that took place with all of that, because that's also part of the story, by the way, but in all of that, you know, He was continuing to move forward in the progression as a representative and the first fruits of the resurrection life that we have in Him. So you and I were not called to live at the cross. You were called to go to the cross. You were called to go through the cross, through Him in Christ Jesus. You were called, though, to go through that death process, dying to the world, alive in Christ, buried and rose again, risen in Him. You were called to live in resurrected life. Because right now, if you're in Christ Jesus, Christ is resurrection. So if you're in Christ, you are in Him. You are in the resurrection life, not in the death life. Not in the way the world goes. The world is the death world. The only option you have in the world is death. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So the only options that you have in the world is to be a part of either stealing, killing, or destroying. So those that serve the world and the world system, that's what they do. So it shouldn't be a surprise to you. So if you are in business with them, if you are in relationship with them, if they have an inroads into your life, then don't be surprised if John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Don't be surprised if that is your life experience with them. If all that happens is you lose and things die and things get destroyed, and hopes get destroyed, and dreams get destroyed. Listen, come out from among them. All right? How do you come out from among them? Well, let's start by following the example of Christ. What did Jesus do when it came to relationship in his life experience while he was in the world? It's recorded in the scripture, all right? Thousands of people follow Jesus, but even among them, you know, he selected after prayer, after spending a time on the mountain. Yeah, he selected 12 that would be his apostles, that would be close to him. Among the 12, there was 3. Peter, James, and John. Among the 3, there was 1. So even with that, even at the Last Supper, you see that in Peter knew that even John could ask him, had asked Jesus a question, and Jesus would answer the question if it came from John. So Jesus showed how to keep levels of people that can be close to you. And listen, if they're not on the same path as you, keep them towards the perimeter of your life. Don't let them be your counsel. Don't let them be your guide. Don't let them be your influencers. Don't let them be the ones choosing certain things that go on with you. All right? So, if you are going to walk in truth, if you are going to walk in the abundant life, let those that are close to you be those that have chosen that as well. Let those that are close to you be those that you will know will be there in the difficult time. Like John, even when Jesus was on the cross, everybody had run away, but John was there. And in fact, even when Jesus was on the cross, you know, he put John in charge of taking care of his mother. And he told Mary, you know, woman, here's your son. And to him, here's your mother. Here's your mother. So Jesus, even in that situation, knew that John would come through. So it's a beautiful thing. You make those choices. You choose life in all of your decisions. You choose to create in all of your choices. And you can create a beautiful experience while you're here, or you can create a hellish one. Now the world will push for hell. The thief will come to steal and to kill and to destroy and will offer you everything along those lines. But you can know a different experience. You can know something real. So in knowing something real, choose that. Choose that and know that the scriptures is there. Listen, the Bible is, it is an owner's manual for your life, okay? God's put so much in there, and he'll speak to you out of that word. So when you read it, if you're looking for direction and guidance, the Spirit of God will speak to you. He'll speak to you also out of the word. All that is there. Enjoy it. Access it. It's there for you. So let that word flow into your life and make decision and make choice. Listen, the people that are close to you, let them be people that are of the light and the truth. And the ones that are not choosing that, listen, put them at a distance. It's okay. Let them be acquaintances on the edge and on the periphery. That's fine. Do that. And live in the truth. Let those that are close to you be those that are about light and truth and the Word of God and God's plan and purpose. And let those be the ones that have that link in your life. And the others, don't bother with them. You know, you can do some things to assist them from a distance, but don't let those be the ones that get close to your heart. Solomon, in all of his wisdom and all of his understanding, he made that mistake. And it says in the scriptures that, you know, towards the end of his life, his heart was turned. And he served foreign gods. You know, he allowed these women, these incredible wives that he thought he was getting in the natural, but in the realm of the spirit, they were deadly and they were toxic. And it caused him a lot of pain. And ultimately his kingdom was ripped away from the generation, from those that would proceed after him. Or those that would follow after him, sorry. So let this lesson help you. And don't just listen, but act on this. Here's a simple way to use this, all right? Sit down and make a list of everybody that's in your life right now. People that you spend time with on a regular basis. And then be very honest about the choice that they've made and where they are as it relates to the light and the truth or the world and the darkness. And those that you would allow to be close to you, let them be those that are on the path of truth. And those that are not, don't let them be the ones to speak into your life. Don't let those be the ones to govern your reality, your expectations, your time here in the earth. Because they're making a decision and a choice from the place and the priorities of the world. And that's not you. You're a child of light. You're a child of truth. You're a child of the living God. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Second part of that verse in John chapter 10, verse 10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Good Lord, let's have the abundant life. Why not? Why not have the abundant life? Why not know truth? Why not live in that? Because inside the core of your being, as an eternal created being, that's what you want. I know that's what I want. And I refuse to settle for anything less. And God didn't want us to settle for anything less. He wanted us to have that. But we've got to choose it and we've got to walk it out. God will direct us and lead us and guide us in that. But you've got to go with that. You've got to want that. You've got to choose it and you've got to go on the path that He leads for you to go on. And there's times for sure that path is not easy, but it is the way of life, it is the way of truth, and it is what God desired and intended for us. And in that path, there will be peace, there will be freedom. There is, right now, freedom. There is peace and joy that comes in the morning. And you will go through your sorrows, yes. You know, we all do. But joy cometh in the morning. And resurrection is creation. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. God wants that for us. And in that, He wants us to walk in it and know it all the days of our life. And with that, I want to wish you also, since this is that day that around the world, I'm going to wish you a happy Resurrection Sunday, my brothers and my sisters in Christ. We're on God's calendar, we're on God's time, and you know, we'll take the opportunity, since it's there, to wish each other in the resurrection and the new life that we have in Jesus. And with that, God bless you. We love you. Drop us an email, say hi, faithmix@gmail.com. You can give us a note on our Facebook page, or, you know, hey, we got a YouTube channel, that's fun too. But say hi. We love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Talk to you soon.